AWA Mobile.
Good morning, sir. Mr. Steve, it's good
day. Thought I was the only one that got up this early on a Friday morning.
No, sir. Nah, you're not the only one. There's a couple of us out there, I'm sure. You just gotta find the right guy.
Now, if you want to talk to somebody that gets up and gets out early, you call up Patrick, KO4HKS. Man, he gets up early to go to work. Now, he may not be down here in Greenville today. Are you out there, Patrick? KO4HKX, KN4VWA. I remember he doesn't come into Greenville on Fridays. He's got a four-day route down here, Chandler.
Yeah, Steve, I hear you. You know what time I get up from work in the morning? What time of day I have to get up from work in the morning?
Well, if you're going to do the bus monitoring thing, I would imagine your first route starts at about 7 o'clock, so you got to get up no later than about 6, don't you?
About 5:30 in the morning, hit the road on the bus with the drivers at about 6:45, and I get to the office at about maybe 6:15, 6:20.
You're an early bird. So, are you out on a route now, or have you finished your routes?
Morning route has been finished. I'm actually heading back to the house because I think I left my cell phone at the house. And then I'm probably going to head to Greenville for a doctor's appointment after I get me some gas. I'm just blue as a tank right now. I'm not looking forward to that either.
Always something, ain't it?
There's no doubt about it.
We're going to go pick up two loads of equipment. One load one place and another load over in Duncan. And then I got to turn around and go install a pool pump for my daughter and son-in-law. Doesn't that sound like fun?
It's fun to help out family and friends. And just to help out a plain stranger you don't even know. It's one of the most joyous things, enjoyable things I find is when I help people.
But you know what? The least they could do is feed me.
I can't blame you on, I agree with you on that. The least they could do is feed you. Man, I love to eat. No doubt about it.
6'4", and I weigh about 250. So I'm headed towards being a big boy. So I got a lot of investment to protect. I eat a lot, so I think that may be what scares them off from trying to feed me. I'll eat them out of house and home.
They need to get a little bit more food then so they can feed you.
Yep. Well, so you be careful out there motoring around today. And I'm pulling the trailer behind me. I got to make sure nobody pulls out in front of me or does something stupid, or I'll squash them like a bug. So, anyhow, you be careful out there today, Chandler. And I'll talk to you again maybe later this afternoon after you get through with your routes. What time do you get done with your routes? About 4:30?
About 4:30, you know, 5 o'clock. I did want to ask you something, because I will be in Greenville for a short time today. Because I got to be at the Patewood Medical Campus before 11 o'clock. So I was wondering, if you're riding around through Greenville and you're in that area, you know, I'll probably sit in the parking lot for a few minutes. Because I don't like to be late to anything. So if you want to meet up in person for a minute or two, I'd love to do that. Yeah, I get off at 4:30, 5 o'clock. I know you got to go, I'm sure. I don't mean to kick you.
Now, I'm going to be over off of Pelican. over that way in an hour, are you?
Planning on being over that way. If I can be over that way in an hour, I want to be. So I tell you what, initially I can do, because I think all I'm going to do is run in the house and grab my phone. And then, you know, I'll probably go sit up at the doctor's office for until it's time to go in. If you want to meet up at the parking lot, that'd be great. Tatewood Medical Campus, that's really not that far from Pelham Road. Or if you want me to come meet you somewhere on Pelham Road, it's not hard to get out of. I mean, there's some places on Pelham Road and you can't even get out of it at all, hardly.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Now I gotta go pick up some equipment. I tell you what. Let me look and see how this equipment pickup is gonna run. Now, don't run your schedule around me, bud. Okay? You maintain your schedule. And then I'll call you probably in about an hour and see how things are running. Okay?
Okay, just fine. So when you say you're going to call me, you're going to call me on the frequency, or you're going to call me on the landline?
I'll call you on your frequency, and that way, if you're out there in the parking lot, then that way I'll be able to hit you. But if you're in the doctor's office, that way I won't be able to disturb you, because I'm not going to call your cell phone you with a doctor's appointment, okay?
That'll be just fine, Steve. Hey, look, if you gotta go, go ahead and go. I appreciate the two shows. This is Kilo Oscar Fuller Whiskey Zed. Looking forward to hopefully meeting you today in about an hour. And I'll be clear on your final. Shedding grace to you, Steve, for right now, and God bless.
Go out there. Don't catch anybody in your tire treads. And I'll talk to you soon. 73's KN4 VWA. Clear.
2H, excess.
You didn't sound sure as you were saying at that time. Hey, Dave, I ain't got but just a minute, Bubba.
Well, I was trying to say it a little slow so people understand me. I've been accused of talking too fast. I don't want to mention his name, Patrick, and, you know, and like that.
I think Patrick runs his route Monday through Thursday, so he's back at his house this morning, I think. So he's probably not on the air. He's probably not monitoring this morning. So real quick, how are you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm actually, I got to work on one of my guitars this morning. I have to work on my bass guitar. And then I'm heading down to Lawrence this afternoon, this evening, to go help out a buddy of mine down there and bring some sound equipment down. And I'm going to go down and play bass for a little bit. And then tomorrow night's up at Spartanburg at Shakin' D's to play and jam and have a good old time.
All right. Sounds like a good time. Well, where in Spartanburg is that?
It's in a little place called Shakin' D's Bar and Grill. It's... if you take 85, and you can, I think it's 585, and it kind of dumps off there, it's off on that section of town. I don't know, I guess it's the north section. I don't really know. I don't know Spartanburg that well.
Okay, and what time y'all going to start playing?
Runs like 6 to 10, 7 to 10, something like that. It's just an open jam, so, I mean, it's kind of like hit, miss, live, and learn.
Okay. All right. Well... Is there a cover?
No, not at all. Well, it's okay, I guess. I mean, you know, any more information, I'll tell you on the phone. You know, it's I wouldn't say it's in the best areas, but, you know, you be the judge.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out. Maybe Sue and I will drop by.
All right. No problem. All right, let me let you go. I know you only got a few minutes, and I'm going to get working on my bass here. I will chat with you later.
Get her done, son. I'll talk to you later. KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
KV2HXS will be listening out from a distance.